There is nothing wrong with your internet. Do not attempt to adjust your settings. We are controlling the podcast. We control the squealing and the screams. We can make your heart flutter, your eyes blur from tears, or sharpen your mind to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit back. We are in control of what you hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your setting. You are about to experience the awe and mystery known as the female mind. You are now entering the Fangirl Zone.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fangirl Zone. I'm Sean Fangirl S, and here with me today is...
Jess.
And you may remember Jess if you listen to our other podcast. She's been gone for a little while, but she's back.
On maternity leave.
Really long maternity leave that way. Today we are doing our book to screen, and we're doing small screen this time because we were talking James Patterson Zoo. So, first of all, just general thoughts. We've both read the book, we've both seen the show. So without going into too much detail, which did you like better?
You know, I almost never ever say this, but I like where they took the show, oddly enough. But I did really enjoy the book, so I can't say I didn't like either.
Well, they did say originally they were going to take it a different way from the book. And I understand because watching the show, we found out when we did an interview with Carl Lumley that... they were going to have a second season. If you remember, Carl Lumley played Delavine. Is that how you say his name?
I think it's Delavine.
I know. We didn't just watch the show, so it's kind of hard to remember exactly how they pronounce some of the names. He was the agent who we were questioning if he was good or bad or what agenda he had.
He sort of initially brought the team together.
Yes. He doesn't know if he is going to be in the second season. But they are getting a second season, which I thought it was just going to be a miniseries. But I did enjoy the show. And I did enjoy the book. But the show, I think, is going to give us, going into another season, too. It just gave us more information. And they did change it. But I was okay with the changes that they did.
Yeah, it didn't bother me. And you kind of, I mean, you kind of touched on this. But, yeah, if they'd gone the book right, it really would have been, like, it would have been over. You'd
right.
have to just end it. So I did... I kind of appreciated the change.
The biggest changes were having some of the characters and what the characters did. I mean, in the main character in both book and movie was Jackson Oz. But he was completely different.
He was. Younger.
I don't even think it was the age. It was what he did. Like, right. In the book, he was...
A dropout, like a
yeah, I was
going to
say not a failed professor because he hadn't gotten that. He was almost there, though, right? Getting a professorship.
I think he was working on his. He might have been like a student teacher working on his PhD or something.
Yes,
and dropped out
because he was very close. But he started seeing things in the animal kingdom, and so he came up with a theory that they basically laughed him out.
Right.
Whereas in the show, he was a safari guide.
Right, and that's how he. That's how we meet. The African character, I forget how to pronounce his name, too.
Oh, Abraham.
Abraham.
Yeah.
And he,
Which is really funny, because I was just watching Cinderella, and he's in there.
Aww.
And he's in Game of Thrones, so...
But he was
Nanzo,
a very small part in the book.
Nanzo,
and he,
yes.
He was so integral to the show, and I love that he was such a big part of the show, because I felt like he brought a lot of, he was speaking for us a lot of the time, like, okay, so what does this mean? Okay, this what does the science mean to the behavior?
Right.
So I thought he was super, super important.
Yeah, because he was a, well, in the book, too, he was a, like, safari guide.
Mm-hmm.
But Jackson and Abraham hadn't really worked together. They talked because it was all about different behaviors in animals and obviously being out in... the bush. He's able to see things that Jackson isn't able to see being in New York.
Right. Just hearing things secondhand or third hand.
Right.
So he's not getting... And also, you miss the fraternity, like that sort of brotherly relationship between the two of them, because in the show, they're working closely together. They're close. They're like family.
Right.
Where in the book, they're barely acquaintances, and then soon they're nothing because Abraham's not making it.
Yeah.
That's also a different way that he meets Chloe.
Yes, yes.
He meets Chloe a different way in the books.
Not too different.
Well, her whole, like, situation is different, though.
Yes, it is. Her storyline from book to screen are just not even... The only thing that stayed the same was the name.
Mm-hmm, basically. Her description's totally different.
Right.
She's tall and dark and very French-looking and chic. And in the book, she's, you know, willowy and blonde. Or in the TV show, she's willowy and blonde.
Right.
And, you know, very fair complected, but... Yeah, in the show, she's a government official. In the book,
kind of like FBI.
The French version or whatever. They're equivalent. And then in the book, she's...
A scientist.
She's a scientist that's been, like, left at the altar, so she's on her honeymoon.
Well, so that actually stayed the same.
But,
Because, it... I don't remember them saying in the book, though, that it was her sister.
Oh, I feel like did they, though.
I read the book before you, so it's been a couple months since I read the book. It might have been. So they may have kept that.
Possibly no.
But they,
maybe I was already projecting it, because I knew it was like, and that stupid, you know.
It's like, how could your family do that
sisters.
To you?
Ugh. Number one, that's gross. Number two, why? Number three, that's just so mean.
Although we have seen that in other shows.
That's, you know what, it's not uncommon, which is so wrong.
It is. I
feel like it's so weird.
I would never steal your husband.
I wouldn't steal your husband either, but I do have a very...
That's because neither one of us want each other's husband.
Well, that's good.
Nobody else wants to put up their crap.
Either. I love my husband, and I love your husband in a non-gay way.
I bought your husband underoos.
And that wasn't weird. on that subject, can I just say thank you for mine as well, because they're like almost obnoxiously comfortable, and if I could just buy the underwear rather than the tank tops, I would buy like 10 pairs. So underoos, if you're listening, like, hook me up.
They're back.
Underoos.com.
They're the coolest things. Okay, so you should sponsor us. But anyway, moving on. So yes, in the book, Chloe is like this really... I want to say prestigious, but it wasn't that she had the creds. It was who she was working for.
Right.
It was a very prestigious university.
Yes.
And she was a bird analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read the book, you'd understand more, because I'm not using all the technical terms because I can't pronounce half of them.
That's important, yeah.
But Jackson ends up saving her in both book and screen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little different. In the TV show, at this point, Jackson and Abraham go looking for, what was it, Abraham's brother, which is the same as in the book. And they are surrounded by lioness.
Oh, I thought it was male lions. They couldn't figure out, because male lions...
No, in the book, it was...
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Male. But I swear in the show,
there was a reason for that being very strange and unusual.
Right, because the male lions aren't the ones that actually hunt. It's always the female lions.
And there's never more than two or three in a pack, because it's...
Right, and they're showing that there was like 8 of them.
It was a ton.
It was crazy how many there were. And in they're attacked. In the show, Abraham gets taken and he's like pulled up a tree, which is just creepy. And in the book, unfortunately, this is where we lose Abraham. Mm-hmm. So Abraham is no more in the book. It was a very short... No, wait.
Well,
I take that back. He did not die in the book at this point.
It was quick, though. It was coming up quick.
Because
it was before he saved her.
Yes, but it's not right here. Oh my gosh, now I'm having a complete blank. And you guys are going to think we're idiots, because... Somebody saves Jackson in the book in the bar to say don't go forward, and I was thinking that was Abraham.
That might be...
I may have to edit.
I'm looking...
Oh, no, because it happens twice. Doesn't it? Yeah, because he helped...
I feel like you're probably right.
Oh my gosh, there's so much stuff that happens, and I'm like...
It's such a short period of time, too, and that's the hard part, is sometimes it's, especially when you read as many books as we do, too, it starts to...
And trying to put them together, and I apologize, guys, so please don't think that we're total idiots, but I highly recommend the book. Abraham does die, though. Unfortunately, they are attacked. It is their like bus is pushed over.
Camera rolling. He's watching the lions attack. Abe, I think you're right, is pulled up, but it's dragged into the like embankment or the bank.
Yes.
And Oz shoots it and saves him.
Yes, yes. Because all of a sudden, they were like swimming towards him. There was one swimming towards him.
Yes.
In like the river.
Camera's still running. He tries to grab stuff and run back to the camp. And then he sees a huge swarm of ants.
Yes, which were really weird because they're talking about...
And then the Crocodile River, and that's where he sees her.
Well, the ants were a big part that they didn't have in the show.
And I thought that was... It was very interesting, though, because it kept coming up. He kept talking about this visual of the...
The ant death spiral.
The ant death spiral, exactly. Yes.
But they didn't mention that at all in the show that I remember. But I think that's because they're going a different way.
Well, and it was so quickly... This was all dismissed as setup. Like,
right.
There was so much weight given to this in the book, where in the show, I mean, at this point in episode... Like, by episode two... They're in the bush. He's saved. He's found her.
That's true.
They're asked to be, you know, part of this, you know, contingent of people who are trying to figure out what the...
And that's the thing, too, that I see. I mean, obviously, in the book, the author is trying to give you this huge
visual. There's so much world building that's,
yes,
you know, you've got to...
Where you don't need it as much when you're watching it because it's on
implicit.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, right there in your face. So, yeah, so there's the difference, unfortunately. I really like the fact that Abe in the show is around because there's so much more that happens with him.
I love Abe in the show. He's actually one of my very, like, I really love Billy Bush, but he is, I think Abe is my favorite, like, person in the entire show. He's so great.
Well, we have two other characters that are in the show that weren't in the book at all. We have...
I feel like there was a character in the book similar to Billy, but not the same guy. There was just some guy who would occasionally, like...
Right, he's playing Mitch Morgan, who was a... animal pathologist.
Right.
And Jamie Campbell, who is a reporter, who basically has a thing, because in the show, it's all based on a company, like, and their chemicals, and that's what...
That they're putting in medications and everything.
And food, GMOs.
Right.
Everything. And she has kind of a thing against them because the company had huge amounts of... fill in the blank, in her city, and her mom ended up dying of cancer, and mm-hmm. she's blaming the company.
Right.
Whereas in the book, we still have no clue. I mean, we get this pretty early on in the show.
And they don't exactly understand everything about it, but they have a very strong suspicion that this is what's going on, and they're kind of, you know, that keeps being reinforced by things that happen. So yeah, we're really quickly, like, we really quickly know what's responsible in the show... Or, I mean, in the book, it's almost the very end.
Yeah, it is really close to the end when we find out what is happening, what's causing the animal behavior to be so strange in the book.
And even then, I mean, they just have no idea what to do about it.
Well,
for a while.
Oz does, but...
Well, no, he has an idea of a stopgap, but he doesn't know what to do long term. That's a problem.
Okay, so let's go with... I guess the antagonist being the big bad company.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think it's better that it was this company as opposed to what we were seeing in the book, which in the book, again, I'm really hoping everybody has read and watched this. Otherwise,
spoiler alert.
Yeah. It's like, well, don't listen to this.
Spoilers. Go home. Don't,
don't listen.
Hit pause. Go read it.
In the book, it turns out it is not just pollution, it's the fact that we've had more cell phones putting out, like, low-level radiation.
Some sort of a hydrocarbon, and then the radioactivity coupled with it has changed our body chemistry and our pheromone. And we can't tell, we haven't noticed any difference because some thing in our amygdala is gone and it has disappeared generations ago while dogs has gotten bigger because... And they say that it's because we're friends. Like, the dog has a better
the
one.
The dog is...
And ours has disappeared because we're BFFs with our dogs. Yeah, which is fair.
Hanging out with us and taking care of that part. But, yeah, it's really weird. So, which do you think is a better, like, big bad in this regard?
I think for a one-off, if if it's just the one book and we're done, or if it was just the one short miniseries and we're done, I think there's no you know, safe return, the world's ending, goodbye. I think the book is, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
But for something that they obviously want to continue, I think you can't go wrong with, okay, there's this huge conspiracy. They put stuff in all this medication, and while it's not affecting us, all the animals are losing their minds, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think that for what they're trying to do, they picked the correct situation. But if they just really wanted to do it and be done, I think you have to go with the book, because you don't need to...
And I think with the
book,
there's
more of a psychological reaction,
right,
too.
Because it's our fault.
Right.
It's our, you know, progress.
Right. Whether we've meant to or not, everything has a... And I think that's almost what he's saying. You know, whether we intend to do this or not, everything has a equal but opposite reaction. And, you know,
honestly, after I read that, I was like, oh my gosh.
This is going to happen.
It could. I mean, why not? We don't know.
No, we have... Well, that's the thing.
But he did talk to various scientists for this, you know, his writing,
mm-hmm.
to see... I guess it was more to see if it's a possibility, not is this actually happening, but...
Well, I mean, that's...
I mean, we don't know. This could be going on, and we could... I mean, everybody's talking about how, you know...
The radiation from the cell phones.
Right. Well, climate change, and...
One of our bosses won't eat stuff that's reheated in the microwave.
That's true.
Because he's convinced that the proliferation of microwave food is what's causing cancer in everyone. He says he didn't remember it when he was a kid, that there's just... Which, I mean, it's everywhere now, so right. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
but who knows if he's
right? Crazy.
Maybe in 20 years they'll totally vindicate him. He's not crazy at all. I don't know.
Or if he reheats it, he reheats it for like 20 seconds and he's like, I'm done.
It's stop. Hit the button.
He's pretty funny.
He's amazing.
Yeah, this is also a man who can go out in our Chicago adjacent weather with no gloves or hat and he's fine unloading a truck.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
And everybody else is like frostbitten. I think he's Paul Bunyan. But anyway.
No beard, though.
No.
Unfortunately. Nevertheless, it's, I mean, it is a very interesting, like, question whether or not, and I mean, I feel like even Oz is our narrator in the book, but mm-hmm. even in the book, I feel like he asks himself this question, you know, we've done so many great things. We're a party to all these miracles of, like, science and industry, and, you know, we keep forging ahead. I mean, eventually, didn't something have to happen? Where...
That's true.
You know...
Nature pushes back.
Right.
Which we've seen this in other shows, too.
Of course.
Like The Walking Dead talking about, you know, nature finding a way to...
Take it back.
Right. Correct what it feels is
wrong.
One
of my favorite shows, Life After People.
Yes. You know? That's crazy watching that because just showing how much can change so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this one, when they had the corporation as the big bad on screen... I felt like it was kind of a stretch, only because they end up...
What's that?
It wasn't even
super
that...
Super cell or whatever.
It was the mother cell.
What's
it was
that?
Something that they found, which I assume they're trying to say it's something like an
supernatural
alien, or it fell from, you know,
it's
an asteroid or something. Had they not gone that route, I'd have been totally on board saying, yes, the corporation, because, again, something that is... really scary, because when you just see stuff like dog food,
mm-hmm.
you know, how much stuff they put in dog food and how some dogs react to it. And, you know, you had reports of, what was it? The chicken jerky,
mm-hmm.
when animals were dying because of what
was.
And
what's crazy is that they have to make that, I mean, quote unquote, safe for humans because, you
Except
know, poor people
don't
will
have
buy
to
it.
Sometimes.
Well, they're supposed
it depends.
To.
Yeah.
But, no, it's, well, and it's nuts, the things that, you know, who knows, like, long-term effects of anything. Remember, what was that, like, fake sugar substitute in the 90s that actually gave you diarrhea?
Oh, you're not talking about Sweet and Low, but yeah,
remember.
I know what you're talking about.
I mean, we have no idea. We just sort of like, oh, that's fine, let's do it. It's zero calories.
Right.
It's killing you, but it's zero calories. Give me my sugar.
But yeah, I mean... If they hadn't gone with the crazy alien-esque cell, I would have been totally behind it because of the fact that we've seen stuff happen like that in reality.
Well, and
But then they have to pull that. It's like, just talk about how they're not following FDA guidelines or they're going overboard with GMOs, and I could get behind it.
Or they're dumping things into the, I mean, Love Canal. They're dumping a bunch of stuff into a river, and all the animals are drinking it. And I mean, granted, that wouldn't be a global thing, but really, you could say that, you know, any kind of American corporation or like multinational corporation that's like donating, you know, drugs or relief or aid to other countries. Yeah. I mean, this could be global in a matter of no time at all.
Because, sure.
But yeah, I didn't get it. I didn't understand anything about it. I didn't understand why it was the mother cell, but it was one thing, like the size of a bread box. It was like the size of a bread box, and they're all carting it around, and I'm like, do you like chop a little bit off of it, and that's why you put in the drugs?
Yeah, I didn't.
And then they're giving tramadol to the one dog, and I was like, no, it's the bad kind. Get a different manufacturer.
And a lot of you guys know, listening to us previously, Jess and I both work in a pharmacy. So it's kind of funny because we have kind of a situation where there's a specific company like that's coming in and it's like, oh, this has to be separated. This has to...
You don't own this, quote unquote. This is our stock and you're borrowing it. And then
and it just seems back, weird. It's like... And immediately when we started seeing these emails, I kind of got that, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the big bad in our real life.
Yes, we're all going to die.
It's like, well, I don't want any drugs made by this manufacturer. I don't know why. Yeah. But it just, it's weird that you can see this and you can see the big bad being a corporation. You can see the big bad being just us not thinking things through, you know, for both book and screen. And I can get behind both, like I said, up until they threw in this random mother cell on the screen.
Well, and I feel like they never explain really where it came from, what was happening.
They don't.
How they knew to do this. You know, if I just see some random rock on the ground, I'm not going to start putting it in medication.
It's like, maybe I should put this on my food, see what happens. Yeah, not so much. But then again, who the heck figured out salt?
That's true.
So.
Well, although I'm pretty sure, I wonder about this. I feel like I'm going to investigate this after we're done here because, I mean, it's from like crazy, like prehistoric times. They've known that salt can like preserve meat. So if you like salted down your like bison or oxen, whatever you killed, it would last for longer. You'd be able to hold on to meat longer.
Somebody had to figure it out. So somebody took a rock.
That's good questions.
And busted it up. Let's see how good this rock tastes. Who knows? Maybe animals were licking it and they thought it was weird. I don't know. But, alright. So, we have a reporter in the show. Nowhere in the book is there a reporter.
No.
Like I said. And in the show, she ends up being pretty, you know, integral to the whole story.
Right.
Mostly at the end. I mean, obviously, she was constantly trying to pick at this company and get in and find information.
She was the one like a dog with a bone. She wasn't like, everybody else was like, well, you know, maybe we're just, you know, barking at the wrong tree, no pun intended. And she's like, no, it's them. I know it's them. Like, she, like, a hunch or whatever.
Right.
So that was important, I felt like, in the show. But really, yeah, at the end, she was her big moment. Although, I really couldn't, like, when that whole thing happened, I'm like, no, I quit, no.
Because in the show, the way we end is they've been tracking, well, one portion of the government wants to kill off every animal, and then they've had, what was it, DNA saved, and they kind of want to do a, God, I can't remember the name of that Schwarzenegger movie, it was like Repet, they're going to clone them all, because maybe they won't be as crazy and trying to kill them, whereas... In the book, like, that didn't even come up. They were killing them.
It didn't work.
But it didn't work, yeah. Like, they tried, and they realized, well, we just threw a bomb on them, and nothing happened. Well, because they adapted.
The animals were smarter at this point, too. They were, like, hiding out. They were moving from place to place. Mm-hmm. The moms were hidden. Like, they couldn't figure out why. All of a sudden, there were no girl cats, there were no girl dogs, they couldn't find feminine animals of any species, they were all hiding out, like, as, like, a puppy farm.
Which was weird.
Super creepy.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy when they explained it in the book with the dogs.
Super creepy.
I was like, ew. They just, had burrows everywhere, and, like, female dogs just birthing like crazy. It was just disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, reading this.
Yeah, no, it's not cool.
But it was pretty gross in the show, because they did that with rats.
Right.
Only if they suddenly had this giant queen rat that was like the size of my car. I mean, seriously, the thing was ginormous.
Yeah.
And they killed it with fire, much like I would do with spiders. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't think you're overreacting. Flamethrower? It seems legit. I don't know.
But it was weird because in the book, it's just talking about how, yeah, we don't see them, but obviously they're breeding and they seem to be breeding higher. And we have a little tiny offshoot. It was like, I think two little chapters, but they were like 2-page chapters. And it was it in Africa or is it in Asia? There was this couple who was studying the apes, right? And all of a sudden they went nuts and like one died. And the other one is surviving, but she's hiding in like a storage container.
Right.
And she finds that all of a sudden there were rhinos there and they never come that far up.
They were like 60 miles and 20.
From
like,
water.
Yeah, crazy far away.
And when in the book they figure out how to try to stop this and they're all doing, which I kind of find it strange that it happened in the area that they said she was because it seems so remote.
That was weird.
When they seemed to say that it was where there was so many people.
Well, and I felt like it was very, very, it was like almost too little too late and I didn't buy it when they were like, oh, within a day of everybody stopping using any kind of electricity or their cell phones or cars or anything, the animals just go back to normal. Like, I'm like, really? Because our pheromones are going to change right away. It took decades to get them this way, but immediately they're going to be back to normal. I didn't buy it.
I didn't, but I liked the thought.
Well, yeah, I did. And obviously at that point, the book's pretty much over. They've got to clean it up. I get it.
Yeah. But this is where I was talking that between book and show, I was getting really ticked off because, like I said, we had the government intervening mm-hmm. and they wanted to kill them, and in the show, they wanted to kill them all off and then clone them all. I didn't think that was going to be smart because it would still be from DNA. I mean, do you really have DNA from decades ago when none of these animals were supposed to be affected?
Right, which was what our team is trying to do. They're trying to find like a control group almost.
Right, that were unaffected.
That wasn't affected. And of course, they keep like being too late. They keep not being able to. They finally got that little leopard or whatever. But
yes,
then
they find one cub that they're able to almost not cure. They find out they were completely unaffected. They were able to cure a dog.
Right.
In the show. Now, they were never able to cure any of them in the book.
No.
But in the show, they have this cub unaffected. And this is where the reporter comes in because she's like the one who's curing it. But the only way they were able to cure him was using part of the mother cell. And it's like DNA. That's how they were able to cure the dog. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But they lose the mother cell in the show. So I'm like, how are they ever going to understand?
They didn't lose the cub, though. The cub,
well,
sort of.
We think they do. But then they don't.
We think she's dead. Everybody's depressed. Billy Burke's heartbroken.
Yes, he's drinking a lot.
Yeah. He should have, like, hooked up with her when he had the chance. Never happened. And then, out of the blue, the phone rings.
Right. Because it ends up, like, they're trying to do this. The government's trying to intervene and help. Because after, there's, like, a sect of the government that realized what was going on, but they didn't have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finally, you know, bring the team in to help. So they're getting this animal. They find the cure. Everything's going to be great. But then, of course, there's still every animal affected. And the birds, was it birds or bats this time? Birds. Ended up flying way higher than they ever have. And they went into the engine of the plane and took the plane down. So, yes, we don't know what happens.
Like birds or bats, and that's why.
We don't know what happens. And then the very last episode, like the last half hour,
mm-hmm.
I think it was like, okay, the reporter's alive, the cub's alive, the cub's bigger, and they're saved. Well, she's saved, and she's in a, where was she? I don't even remember what I'm saying. I'm assuming it's like Iceland. Or
some Norway or some Scandinavian country, because he's wearing that kind of weird sweater that has like apparently. Icelandic sweater.
Apparently they wear weird stuff up there. But he wasn't speaking English at all.
No, definitely not.
And she thought she was his prisoner for a little bit. Turns out, no, he had saved her and saved the cub.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, because they were kind of it in, I would say, like a sanctuary, because he had like gates up blocking all these animals from coming in, which I'm really surprised that they still didn't charge.
Right, yeah, because
it's... I mean, it was just like a chain link fence. It didn't seem like it was...
No.
...anything major, but there were wolves.
This isn't Jericho we're talking about here. It was just...
We're not talking about Area 51. No. You know? But in the book, they've tried killing animals. It didn't work. So their idea is to stop all power, stop all phones. And yes, the animals start acting more normal and start going back. And we do have the chimp in both...
Attila.
Yeah, in book and screen.
Which is weird for me. Anytime a chimpanzee gets a POV chapter is weird for me.
Right?
But it was, I feel like he was so much more integral to, like, everything going sideways in the book.
Yes.
In the show.
Yes, because he was, like, a leader of them at some point. But yeah, in the show, he was, like, barely there, I feel.
Yeah. Well, also in the show, they did the... I totally was unprepared when I turned the page for a new chapter and it says 5 years later, and then now Oz and Chloe are married and they have a little boy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, I missed a lot here. What has happened?
That's what I think they're going to do with season two. They're going to jump ahead somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well, they did it a little bit already, like six months or 18 months or whatever.
Yes.
I hate when shows do... I mean, I know some people like it. I hate it.
Because I need to know what happened. But yeah, in the book we have... the government turning everything off, things starting to go better.
And it's barely 3 days, I think. Is it 3 days?
Because they wanted to do it for a full week.
He was suggesting 2 weeks, and they were like, okay, well, we can try and agree to a week.
Right, and after 3 days, because there was no attacks in 3 days...
The government starts issuing passes.
Yes, for government officials.
Or him, or anyone, like, super rich or higher.
Well, yeah, but he's like, what are you talking about? No, it hasn't been enough time. Like, right away, he's like, no, you can't do this. But he starts seeing all these government officials.
And when,
like,
that happens, everyone turns everything back on.
Yes.
Of course, because as soon as you hear that car zooming down there, okay, it must be safe.
Right.
I'm going to turn my cell phone back on. I'm going to turn the generator on, you know.
I'm going to turn my lights on, whatever.
Exactly. Hot showers.
Right.
And
it was in Manhattan, because they were talking about Central Park, which is where a lot of the animals were kind of...
bedding down.
Yes. And... all of a sudden, everything's back on, and all the radiation starts, and they go nuts again. And, well, the book ends with them ending up on
Greenland. So it's super far away from any kind of, like...
There were no
most
native
animal life,
animals.
And
yeah.
It's super far away from any kind of, like,
isn't that
power
where
structure
they had the, what's it called? It was cold storage for all the plant life. They had, like, seeds of everything. Wasn't that...
I bet you're right. I think that sounds right to me. And I felt like it was super interesting that he immediately says, you know, obviously his wife, and they told him, or he told them that he wasn't going without his wife, he would just die. But as soon as they got there, within like a week of seeing that nothing was going to change, there were a lot of people who, like, quote unquote, opted out. Like,
a lot of the government officials who...
couldn't take it.
Yes. Because, of course, they're saving, I'm sorry... you may disagree with me, but they're saving Congress. They're saving, you know, like, obviously the president, vice president, whatever, and their families. But how many scientists are you saving? The people who can change this. That's who you need to be saving.
Right. Right. I don't care about, like...
I'm sorry, but I don't
Congress.
Think, you know,
I don't care about...
The congressman
really
from Wisconsin. I don't think he's going to come up
he's
with a solution.
No.
We need scientists.
And how about, like, let's say everyone does die. How about, like, young, like, people? Just young people to repopulate the planet?
Yeah.
Is it a bunch of 60-year-old men?
You know, 65-year-old men, but you need a lot of children. Which, actually, we've seen that in another disaster movie. Was it Deep Impact, I think? The one with Elijah Woods?
Mm.
Where they're saving... families were by lottery, but it was mostly the younger kids.
Right,
they were
exactly.
taking them to save because, well, if, you know, the world goes pear-shaped... And you want to repopulate it, you're not going to do that.
He does say that there's a select group of scientists along with the...
Okay, there were.
In the Arctic Circle. I'm wrong, it wasn't the Greenland. There.
Okay.
No, it's Greenland near the Arctic Circle.
Okay.
Which totally makes sense to me. Let's get as far away from this crap as possible.
Right. And I'm assuming they were saving, because there was cooperation with other countries to do all of this, that I'm assuming that other officials were being rescued and taken somewhere.
Attempting.
Yes, but yeah, it's really the scientists that we need, and like you said, younger people, because the population, when they were talking about how many deaths, they were saying it went from what an animal kill
a year or two, like, every 5 years or something.
Like a really low amount. Like less than 10 a year. Yeah. To...
Like 27 in the last... When they were talking about it or something. It was like a
crazy amount, like per hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I mean, they never talk about that in the book. I mean, in the TV show, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's happening.
It doesn't get as bad in the books. Or they don't give the impression of it being as dire and the situation being so horrible.
You mean in the show?
In the show, yeah. As they do in the book. In the book, you're like, the world's going to hell. We are all effed. It's a problem. Like, life is over. Kiss your wife. You're dead.
Right.
And then in the book, or in the show, I feel like it's like, oh, this is terrible. But then it still seemed very, like, remote.
Right. Because they had a group of people who would, like, almost armed escorts in armored vehicles to take you where you need to go.
Right.
But people are still walking out on the street if they need to. They're just taking
Well, and I feel weapons. Like it wasn't until the very end that they were like, you know, oh, well, you're putting down your house pets. You're, you know, trying, you know, this is problematic. Everything's a problem. That, you know, Abraham couldn't find, you know, house dogs because they'd all put them down. He had to, like, randomly found one, luckily. But I felt like people were getting a little bit more, like, aware of it, but it was almost the end of the show before you felt like...
Actually, it was the very last scene.
Yeah, that everybody in the entire, like, country was, like, aware of it finally. You know, it took so long for everyone to wake up and be like, I think we've got a problem.
Right.
I think this is a big deal.
Again, we have everyone... It's not as bad as you think it is. We've talked about this before in zombie shows, too, that you're just not going to want to believe what's in front of your face, and that's part of the problem.
Well, and this...
You know,
I mean,
you see this happening, but you're like, oh my gosh, it must be
rabies.
It's
a person. It's a person. He's fine. Or right. we'll fix it. We'll, you know, we'll cure them. No, you won't. They're dead. Kill them. Headshot. No, I feel like we get this so much. We talked about this with the end of... I was talking to Brian about this the other day. You guys don't know Brian. If you did, you'd understand. This gentleman we work with, he's lovely. We were talking about the end of The Girl with Dragon Tattoo, where he knows this person, I'm not going to spoil it, is the killer. And this person says, oh, hey, I had this news for you. Why don't you come in for a drink? And just because he doesn't want to offend him, even though all the hairs on the back of his neck are standing straight up, he goes in and this guy has him now in a position to kill him because of our social contract, we are no longer comfortable offending people if our, like, lizard mind is saying, you know, danger,
run,
Will Robinson.
Run.
Danger, Will Robinson. So I feel like that's, yeah, you just don't want to know, and you don't want to offend people, and you can't, like, bring yourself to believe that this is... I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. That's yes. I'll offend people. I don't care.
Yeah, right? Hello. Goodbye.
No. No, no, no. But anyway.
You and your crazy, like, bloody teeth, get away from me.
You take your lies and you go. The world is coming to an end. Quit telling me it's fine.
Well, and you know what? You know what that reminds me of, too, is at the end of Transformers and, like, the outtakes, where the mom is like, you know, that's how, you know, we live in a free country. It's the government. There's no secrets. If there was alien infestation, the government wouldn't tell us. They'd be like, duck and cover.
That's true.
Oh my God.
But it's funny because, yeah, we've seen that, like I said, in Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yes.
You know, the adults didn't want to believe it. They're like, oh no, the government will tell us. Yeah. Okay. And then
although in their defense, the only person who is a witness to this is a junkie. So,
yeah, but it wasn't even that. There was a different kid who was like, I've seen this happen.
Yeah.
This is, you don't understand.
This is a problem.
And even after she's seen it, she's like, the government will tell us. And that's why I feel like so many of these shows hit on reality, because too many people out there, if you all of a sudden see all of the frickin' animals in your neighborhood go batshit crazy, and they're like attacking and killing. Okay, first I might think, okay, this is affecting my neighborhood because I'm not seeing it on TV. I'm not seeing it on the internet affecting everybody else. But I'm not going to think.
But that too, if your neighborhood gets, if you see it happening and this gets no government, no media coverage, then you know. Like, because,
right.
I mean,
I'm thinking, okay, something is definitely affecting my area. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to look at my dog and be like, it's okay. You're fine. I'm just going to pet you now. Even what's on your face? Is that a hand in your mouth? You know,
you probably don't have a present.
Now, I'm telling you, the entire time I was watching the show, the dog, for whatever reason, was sitting right in front of the TV watching it. I'm like, I am watching you. She was a little too into the show. I'm just putting that out there.
Like, I'm not comfortable with how much you are interested in this.
I'm like, you need to go in the other room and lay down because I don't want you getting ideas.
Don't, no ideas.
I'm giving her side eye every time. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Ah.
And yeah, but reading the book too, I kind of had that feel it like, because it was very, very much all at once in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So would you be paying attention? And, you know, we had the one kid in the book who had to kill his dog to save, but he didn't want to. He ended up doing it to save his mom.
Right.
Even though the dog attacked him, you know, he's thinking,
he's going to hide and try and hope for the best until his dad gets home. And then he hears that it's his mom, and his mom's going to have no idea that this is going down.
And he does it to save the dog, and he's just like, he attacked out of nowhere. And it's still, too many of these were reported, and people were still like, oh, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hate the fact that they have that like that in any kind of, because I would classify this as like an apocalyptic event.
Yes, yes.
Book, and because this is something that you're not seeing every day. I'm not going to walk out of this room and find, I hope, my husband, like, mauled by our dog. I think I might have heard something.
Right.
You know, there's way too many family pets.
Did they ever address the death toll? I mean, I feel like it's got to be astronomical.
I don't think they ever did in the book. But I mean, in the movie. In the book, they did.
It's got to be, like, plague. It's got to hit, like, plague levels. Because, you know, I mean, even if we're just saying, like, 1 in 10, that's huge. Like, the population going down by that much all of a sudden. And then in the book, it's so horrible. Like, people are afraid to leave their house, so I think it's got to be more than, like, it's got to be way more than that. I can't remember what they said, though.
It's got to be at levels that, seriously, you're going to notice, especially when the death toll from animal attacks jump up, you know, in the double the triple digits per hour.
Right.
And it was disgusting because it wasn't just, like, big animals when they're talking about,
rats.
And then it just creeps you out because they can get in your house.
They could be in the house. They could
they
be.
They can get in through the pipes.
The raccoons living in the
oh my gosh.
This is the best week of my raccoon life.
I'm like, it's crazy because it is just something. I feel like it made you really
squirrels.
Think.
Did they ever mention squirrels?
Did they?
I feel like the squirrels going crazy doesn't even surprise me.
Yeah, that's true. Although, if you start seeing squirrels like kamikaze at your house, I think that's when you're like, what the hell's going on? Because I can see this happening.
It's creepy squirrels.
And unfortunately, where we live, there's
tons
industry. And it's like, you always wonder what could happen with these oil refineries.
Some sort of a spill. You could either get the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or you could get the, like, people eating rats. It's terrifying.
Yes. I mean, you never know. So I feel like this book to screen, even though they went different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I did not hate either one.
No, I really
liked them both.
And you know what? I wonder, like, because we do this all the time where we read a book, then watch it, and then we're like, ah, it's horrible. What did they do? I saw on Tumblr the other day, if you think that I'm going to sit and spend 6 to 7 hours watching a movie that is the perfect remake of a book that I love, well, then you're 100% right. I'm going to get popcorn. I feel like so often we hate it. But having watched it first, number one, I feel like they were so dissimilar. Like, I mean, they could, if I had known, I could have ignored all the similarities. Because, okay, well, animal attacks is like the big theme, but the characters are so different and the situation is so different that I felt like I really did enjoy both. I was surprised because I really did know. I was like,
But there are some that I've watched first that you guys have read.
Specifically, and Beautiful Creatures, that you enjoyed the movie, but then when you read the book, you're like, what the heck did they do?
I was like, that was crap, yeah. Which, that's going to be another book to screen.
We should do that.
But yeah, there's just... This was one that, yes, if you... I like them both, and it wasn't even, like, my little asterisk that I put with I Am Legend, that I like the book, I like the movie, but you can't compare them. But this was one of them that I liked them both, mm-hmm. and because there was more of the underlying theme going through both, I still recommend reading and watching.
It was fun. And you know what? What I really liked about this, I feel like I read so little, like, adult popular fiction, because I'm always reading, like, young adult fiction. I'm reading, like, all kinds of weird stuff, or, like, fantasy, where George R. R. Martin's, like, freaking prologue is, like, 28 pages of really tiny, tiny, small print. It was, like, a breath of fresh air reading this book with, like, two-page chapters and, like, you know, I could get to, like, a stopping point really quickly. Mm-hmm. So it was easy to pick up, put down, pick up. You know, it wasn't
one of those that was very difficult.
No. I mean, and there are so many books that you read, you know, you read in and then you have to put it down and then you pick it up and you've completely forgot what's going on. But with this, I felt like it was much easier to just, okay, you know, the primer is, okay, animals are going crazy, and go. You know, it was.
Because, yeah, able to pick up the different point of view.
Super readable.
Yeah. So two thumbs up.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the show.
I actually want another book. I want him to go on to explain what happened. And this is a one-off.
Yeah, we'll never get that.
I think he did say that.
Fan fictions? Anybody writing fan fiction for this? This would be awesome. Email us.
Oh my gosh. If you actually did fan fiction on Zoo, I want to know.
And I'm going to look this up now.
fangirlzonepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Definitely shoot us something. Or just how you guys feel about this book to screen. If you think that it was horrible, if it was even better than we're saying, you know.
Or if you think that the addition or subtraction of something really, like, made or broke it. You know, I'd be interested to hear. Because I understood all the different changes they made, but I can see where someone would be like, you know, you're making this out to be something that now could have a happy ending, and that's totally not the book.
That's true. Although I did not like the mother cell at
audition. I didn't really care for that.
But, you know, honestly, you could have taken out, what was it, the two episodes that really surrounded that?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you'd have missed much.
No, I feel like the mother cell, I think, was... I understand they wanted to do something, like, exciting. There was something to chase after. But I thought the addition did not really add to it. I agree with you.
All right, so anything else you want to...
No, I love it. I thought it was great. I can't wait for season two.
Yes. And we are working on getting our interview up from Carl Lumbly that we had at New York Comic Con this year. It's being worked on. It'll be on our YouTube page. So, like I said, we want to hear from you guys, fangirlzonepodcast@gmail.com. We are on Facebook at Fangirlzone. We are on our own website, fangirlzone.com. And if you have any questions, basically, you can go on there. You can hit our Google Plus. You can hit our Twitter, which the Twitter is my Twitter, because I'm usually the one that's able to do live tweeting, because I'm not chasing a tiny human around.
Raising tiny humans is exhausting. Don't be able to play any differently.
But,
I should be thinner.
It's got our YouTube page. It's got our our Facebook. Fanbook. That is a new thing.
Yes. It's brand new. We're inventing it.
So yes, check in, let us know what you feel, let us know what you think we should do in regards to the next book to screen. We always have some in the works. I have some old ones that we're probably going to pull out and repost here. And I think, yeah, Beautiful Creatures, and I know
that'll
Outlander.
That'll be a short one.
Yeah, Outlander is one that we're going to talk about soon. Was it Divergent?
Divergent would be a good one. I like...
What's the other one that we were going to do with the Shadowhunters? But that one actually...
That will be like a triple book to screen.
Yes, because
we got screen, book to big, small screen.
Yeah. So that actually we are going to probably do after the end of this season to mm-hmm. see how well it all translated, since they retconned that. So
I
anything
love that
else, let us know what you think. So I guess until next time, I'm Sean Fangirlass.
And Jess.
So we can't wait to hear from you guys. And again, until next time.